This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Are you one of the people out there who believes that the government, whatever government, that the government should have the ability to invade personal data, to invade corporate data, to invade whatever data they want to? They should have the ability to get into anything, any device, any file, because, well, terrorism, or because drug dealing, or because, you know, you fill in the boogeyman.
Money laundering,
that's another one. Money laundering, etc. Because that's what we're talking about right now, is the U.S. federal government is once again trying to expand its purview. It's, by the way, in the studio tonight, Ian.
And Chris.
The story is coming from McClatchyDC.com about a Supreme Court case brought by Microsoft that is going to be heard toward the end of this month, regarding some data that was stored about one of their customers on servers in, I think it was Iceland or Ireland.
Ireland. And it was just an email, I think.
That's an email account, right. Yeah. And the Microsoft told the government, nope, we're not turning this data over to you because we don't have to. We believe that because it's not located in the United States, it is therefore not underneath your jurisdiction.
Irish data.
So, go ahead and take a long walk off a short pier. We're actually going to stand up for our customers' privacy in this one instance. So, you know, good for Microsoft.
Way to go, Microsoft.
In this case, we'll continue with more of what's going on, what's at stake, who's interested in seeing this happen. I mean, this is one of those topics where I just don't expect anybody to ever call and defend the government, but I know there must be people out there that think, yeah, the government should just be able to get into everything.
Absolutely. So I've got nothing to hide, Ian.
That's the kind of person I want to hear from tonight. If you're out there, our phone lines are open for you. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, we've got the on-air call-in line over on Discord, and actually I just noticed that we've got somebody in said Discord call-in line. Oopsie Daisy is with us on the line here tonight in Discord. Hello, Oopsie Daisy. You got to unmute your microphone, though. Otherwise, actually, that's my fault. I didn't actually hit the connect button. Hello, Oopsie Daisy. You are on Free Talk Live. Are you with us here tonight? Calling from the Discord on-air call-in room. Oopsie Daisy, going once. Oopsie Daisy going twice. We'll check back with her. She's still got that microphone muted. Once that mute goes away, I will try her.
Right here.
There she is. Where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling you from Toronto.
All right, then. What's on your mind?
So I've had some people falsely accuse me recently of leaking their personal information, home address and number, etc., also known as doxing. I am 100% against any form of breaching another's privacy, and I want to make it clear on public radio that I live my life genuinely. I do not dabble in the lame, cowardly act of doxing, DDoSing, or lying. I'm sorry that some people feel the need to slander my reputation with fallacious nonsense, but I am confident that how I conduct myself speaks for itself.
Are you reading a prepared statement?
I certainly am. I had to write it out for a reason.
Okay.
Well, one final message.
Yeah, sure.
One final message to those of you who do DDoS and dox people because they've upset you. You have lost. Meaner.
The people who do DDoS lost. What do you mean by that? What have they lost?
So if somebody's upset you so much that you need to remove them from the internet, you've lost. That's, you know, the rules of engagement for internet battle.
You're saying it's like an internet tantrum to do a doxing?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You're kicking and crying and stomping on the foot, and stomping your foot on the ground, and I, for one, laughing at you.
Now, what about some legitimate doxings? Like, what about doxing government officials, for instance?
If they're doing something bad, and you're doxing them and opening that up so that they stop doing bad things and hurting people, I'm all for that.
Okay. All right, but a spat over the internet.
A little spat
that
over personal petty issues.
Right.
That
in Discord, maybe?
Right.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you. Yes.
All right. So anything else you want to share here tonight? Oopsie dingy.
No, that was everything. But I hope everyone's doing fabulous.
We, of course, are. Thank
Always.
You for the call tonight. Thank Appreciate you. It. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. And we go to the phones here. So we got my dog Rex on the line in Florida. We're talking about data, and I guess DDoSing and doxing certainly has a lot to do with that category. Go ahead, my dog Rex. You're on Free Talk Live, listening via the TuneIn app.
Oh, I wish I knew how to DDoS. Well, I'd have a ball.
They have apps for that, but I don't recommend you do it because it's not very nice.
No, it's not very kind. Nice no. is it is nice if you, the original meaning of nice is useless, needy.
You're a little fadey. I don't know if you're talking right into your phone.
Okay, is that better?
That's better. Go ahead.
Oh, good. But talking about collected data.
Yeah.
So if I contract with Google, between me and Google, and
right.
some prosecutor wants my stuff, not only should he have to ask Google for permission, but he should also have to ask me for permission. Because right. it's my stuff and Google's stuff, I suppose.
Well, I'm sure within the terms of service, Google
right.
retains the data. Google retains the full right to mine that data. Google retains the full right to... I mean, again, I'm speculating. I haven't read the terms. I don't suspect most people have.
Yes, anyone.
But I suspect in there they have total control over that data.
Well, that may be, but the prosecutor has nothing unless
Agreed.
He has facts and evidence proving that he has even the authority to look at me at all.
Well, that's where
to,
I think this
to
case...
He's got to Google that yeah. he has some kind of authority
mm-hmm.
of the ability to even look at me.
Well, the prosecutor, I suspect, and I don't know all the intricacies of this particular case, but I assume that the prosecutor did go to a judge and said, you know, here's my evidence, and I would like a search warrant for this particular person's email address, or their you know, their Microsoft Hotmail account or whatever it happens to be. And I think some judge agreed with him. It seems like that just from what I picked up in the little bit we've talked about this story. So they have that. The question really remains is does Microsoft still retain, Microsoft US retain ownership and access, direct access to that data? Of course, they have access, but... Should they comply? I just say no. I say no because I just don't like complying with government.
Nope. Never brings good things.
I say no because when a prosecutor goes to the judge and says, well, my dog Rex broke the law and here's the law he broke, and I have authority or this law applies to my dog Rex because of such and such and such. I mean, I can't claim that you have to perform for me for any reason whatsoever unless you and I have a contract and an agreement
mm-hmm.
and we've agreed to a method of remedy in case we violate each other.
Right, right.
And the prosecutor's yeah. got to do the same thing. He can't just say, I'm a prosecutor of the United States and I'm going after this guy because he had some marijuana.
Well, unfortunately,
that's exactly what they do.
They do that all the time. I agree with you that they shouldn't be able to, but
right.
You know that the reality is they can reach very deep, and they're mad. The government is mad across the board in the federal level, local, state governments. They're mad at technology companies for doing things like putting encryption on
right.
phones,
right.
and they want to get a backdoor key to that. So, I mean, kudos to Microsoft, Apple, Google. On the instances where they do actually stand up for privacy, they seem to do a decent job of fighting to at least whatever bitter end it might come to. We don't know how this case is going to shake out.
Well, we just have to put our faith in the federal court.
I won't do
to
that.
Represent the federal government.
Yeah. Most of the time, they rule in favor of the government.
But it seems to me that these guys with Microsoft and whoever that are resisting aren't resisting because they want to or because they care about their customer. They're resisting because if they give in, they're subjecting themselves to whatever they give away.
What do you mean by that?
Whatever they let the U.S. do to me to find my stuff on their server,
mm-hmm.
they also let the U.S. do to them. and find
so
all
you're
this
saying
stuff
that if they allow their one customer to be violated, then that opens up the floodgates for more requests, more data, more demands from the government. My dog Rex, thank you for the call tonight. Thanks. The toll free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Or join us in the Discord on-air call-in line as the Oopsie Daisy caller did earlier. You can do that through discord.lrn.fm or coming up on Free Talk Live.
Mike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I'm Mark Edge. I'm a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. But you can't trust Microsoft to keep your privacy safe, even though they are taking the right position in this court case against the U.S. federal government.
This one specific case.
Yeah, yeah, they're doing the right thing here. They're pushing back. They're saying, no, we're not going to share our data with you, government, because it doesn't exist in the United States. And so, therefore, we say, the Microsoft people say, that the jurisdiction does not extend to the server in Ireland.
But this is a big case. I mean, we shouldn't really belittle this, because this is of everybody's data.
That.
Yeah, everybody's data is in the cloud now.
I am belittling Microsoft as a company that you can't trust for protecting your privacy. So remember, if you're sending emails or you're having phone conversations or whatever, you have to take responsibility for the level of privacy that you want to retain. If you're just sending unencrypted emails through Bing or Microsoft or whatever the heck they call Hotmail,
right,
their service, or Google Mail, Gmail, or whatever,
yep, anything,
then you are subject to being tapped by not only the government but Google itself. If there's something you need to protect, then you need to take extra steps. Now, of course, PGP is what Edward Snowden had recommended, and for those that don't know, Edward Snowden, the guy that in 2013 broke big time with huge news, releasing details about the NSA and the CIA and all kinds of spying going on, he recommended PGP as the best solution for privacy. So if you've got something that you need to say to somebody that you don't want anybody, whether it's the admins at Microsoft or Google or the Justice Department or whoever, if you don't want them to read it, go and do a little basic reading on PGP. Learn how to use it. There's some tools out there that make it easier these days than it has been in the past. And there's really no excuse if you aren't using this.
And I'm going to throw out another recommendation. This is one that I use, and that's protonmail.com. Are you familiar with ProtonMail?
I've seen the URL, but I'm not familiar with it.
It's a company, I believe they were created with a bunch of privacy-focused individuals who were from MIT and some other things. They incorporated in Switzerland, and they have an outstanding and highly secure email system that you can sign up for free. They have paid options, too. But if you're not technically advanced and you don't feel that you're going to be comfortable installing PGP, which has a little bit of a learning curve,
there is a curve.
Then this is probably the second best way to
go. How do you trust them?
You will own your keys, and just like as we talked about in crypto,
so it's all client side encryption or what?
End to end. But please don't take my word for it. Go out there and research it. Yeah. Read some reviews. Read what other security experts have said about ProtonMail. But I think it's a really good service, and I don't hesitate to recommend
it.
I do.
Okay.
Yep.
So let's continue here. Your calls, your thoughts. We go to Bill in Oklahoma, and then we'll tell you more about what's going on in the Supreme Court with this privacy case. But Bill, you're up first on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. What I'm gathering about this case is merely a jurisdictional stat between the U.S. government and Ireland. The United States federal government has always been on the position that they have immediate jurisdiction regarding all Americans. So their argument is, well, the person that we're investigating is an American. He's got email stored on a foreign server. We have jurisdiction to cough up the emails. The problem that the United States government's going to have is that the Ireland government's going to get involved, and this is going to turn into a country. I mean, even if they do win the Supreme Court case, they still have to capitulate to the Irish government to get that information. I don't see how that's going to happen.
Wait, who would have to capitulate to the Irish government?
The U.S. government. Yeah.
Why?
Well, they're going to have to convince them not to put up any roadblocks against the Irish data.
Well, why would the Irish government put up a roadblock? I mean, this is a, if Microsoft is forced to reveal it, that's, they're just going to be forced to reveal it. The Irish government wouldn't have any interest in stepping in, would
they? But one could say, I mean, maybe Microsoft Ireland, because like you said, they are going to be incorporated everywhere around the world. Maybe they say, you know what, we're not done here. Let's file suit in Irish court to deny access to the server. I would love to see it, out that way. The problem we often get into is the whole, you know, sort of the Five Eyes program, you know, where a number of countries sort of just go around all the court systems and they just share stuff.
The ruling's going to be, if the ruling is against Microsoft, the ruling's going to be against the U.S. version of Microsoft.
Correct.
And specifically the people who are running that operation. And if they don't comply with that ruling, they'll be in contempt of court. They're not going to want to do that. They're not going to be able to lean on the Irish government to protect them from a U.S. contempt of court, court charge.
Actually, they can. They would be able to, because they are also incorporated in the country of Ireland. So they're going to want to have the Irish government involved in order to say, look, we're doing business in Ireland. We're not breaking any laws in Ireland.
Protect us from this foreign aggression.
Right.
I'd love to see it happen. I just, you know, color me skeptical that the Irish government would, number one, be interested in that, and number two, that that would in any way protect the principals from, you know, in the U.S., from facing contempt of court.
Right.
I mean, contempt of court is an incredibly powerful power of the Western court system. It's basically something you can't fight against.
Right.
Right. Well, this brings me to point number two. A previous caller was talking about how he wanted to not only have the government contact, you know, in his scenario, Google, but they contact him as well. There's a problem with that. It's called the third-party doctrine, and that's what the government's been leaning on all these years to get information to basically bypass the end user and go straight to the companies.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get that changed first and foremost if we are going to have any form of privacy whatsoever.
Well, good luck changing anything towards being more private with the federal government. I don't see that coming. I think you're probably better off seceding.
And I really do believe this. I'm not making excuses for Microsoft or for the federal government or anything else, but this all comes down to personal responsibility, and we were talking a little bit about PGP and things like that. You know, when you blindly install software on your laptop or on your phone, and you hit next, agree when it comes up for that user agreement, you know, that's on you. I'm sorry that they make those things so long, but we have to be responsible, and that means changing our thinking. I think if Edward Snowden was telling us anything, it's like, don't take anything for granted. And don't assume that anybody out there is going to protect you. You do it. And like he did in those interviews, you crawl underneath a sheet and type in your password.
Oh, so nobody with a camera can...
He was extremely paranoid.
Wow, that's amazing. Hey, Bill, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the opinion. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. At Skype username LRN.FM. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line where there's somebody waiting right now, so we'll get to that too. You can join the Discord chat. It's hot and heavy at the moment. Go to discord.lrn.fm. Get in the most popular libertarian Discord server apparently on the planet. That's discord.lrn.fm. We got more coming up here on the Live Saturday edition. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Also available to you on Discord. Discord.lrn.fm allows you to get in there and chat with other listeners and get in our Discord on-air call-in line, which you're going to be going to here shortly. But I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. If you are new to cryptocurrency, there really is no better place to get started than Bitcoin.com. They'll give you the details on what Bitcoin is or was. It was the beginning of this cryptocurrency craze that is going on all around the globe. Right now, with prices down below their peak of about a month ago, or a month or so maybe, where Bitcoin hit a record high of nearly $20,000 per Bitcoin. Today, it's been floating at around $8,000.
It's on sale.
Per Bitcoin. So go and learn more. You really owe it to yourself, and you don't want to regret leaving this one behind. Go to Bitcoin.com and start learning about crypto. If you're not brand new, you can still get all kinds of great information from their news site over at news.bitcoin.com. I'm sure we'll be talking more about them next week since they're going to be one of the prime sponsors at Anarchapulco, where Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from that event. So check them out over at Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, let's go to the Discord on-air call-in line where Big Loaf is on the line. Big Loaf, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Do we have Big Loaf there? Actually, I guess Big Loaf is... Hang on one second there. Okay, yeah. So I've noticed a lot of people have been putting their mics on mute while on that line. There's no real reason to do that since you're the only person in the room. But anyway, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good evening, gentlemen. So I had a more of a like an esoteric or philosophical question for you.
All right.
So would it be a violation of the non-aggression principle to drag a user into a Skype call that they might not have wanted to be in?
That is an esoteric question. So a Skype call that they didn't want to go into.
Yeah, I mean, like, and I didn't know it, but Steven sort of kind of freaked out. I was trying to spread the ideas of liberty, drag him into a call full of friendly people like Oopsie-Daisy.
Yeah, but you don't need to spread the ideas of liberty to Steven or Stefan in Ohio, that's the person you're referring to. This is something that happened, I guess, last night. He's already on board with liberty, so how would that have helped him?
It doesn't help him, but it helps the others on the call, right?
Oh, you're saying that he would have been able to spread the ideas of liberty to the others who are on the call?
Yes, but I think I hang around too much internet cancer, and I was wondering if...
Let me ask you about this, because this is something that came up last night in the Discord chat, and it made me curious. You talk about dragging somebody into a Skype call, and this happens to the LRN studio account, so we on the air, we put out, hey, if you want to call the show, LRN.FM on Skype. Well, there are people who will do this. In fact, it happened today. It happened a couple times today where somebody will just add the LRN studio to a group call of, like, dozens of people. And I've never actually listened to what goes on these calls. I'll just kind of scroll through the text just to see if there's anything interesting in there. Because with Skype, you can also text to whoever's on the call.
Sure.
And I never see anything that's, like, happening that looks intriguing to make me think, oh, I should pick up my headphones and listen to this. What is it that goes on these group calls? Because one of them that I see here called The Last Call, that was the one I was added to today. It has 68 participants in it. I mean, that sounds like an absolute nightmare if there was that many people or even, you know, a quarter of them were talking. How do you actually, like, have a conversation? What's it like on these calls and what are the topics?
Well, the topics are anything, and we deputized Oopsie-Daisy to be the deputy of the Commonwealth of the Last Call group, and she maintains order.
Yeah.
And Ricky's in there, and yes, it is pandemonium. We call it Skype cancer.
How long has this group been around?
Yeah, but there are lots of topics.
That was a question. How long has the group been around?
Since the beginning.
Okay. So, I mean, are these people who are just kind of randoms from the internet? Is it a group of folks that...
Yeah, it's a bunch of random people. We talk about random things. It gets out of hand sometimes. It gets somewhat cancerous.
All right. So back to your original question, though.
All right.
What if you just add somebody to one of these Skype calls?
Which happens to me all the time on this account.
So, yeah. Was it a voluntary thing, Ian? Were you,
No.
So it was
it's
not
a little
voluntary.
Annoying, you know?
It's not a big deal, and I don't even like to sit and go nap.
It's not the same thing as kidnapping somebody and putting them in a room with people they don't want to be in, because you can just click leave. So, I mean, to say that that's a violation of the non-aggression principle, I think is...
It's not a lot of aggression, but it's not good manners.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, yeah, just tell me you're not interested, and I'll stop doing it.
Well, I'll tell you right now.
I don't know if I'm interested. It just, you know, it hasn't really hooked my attention.
Yeah, don't add me to anything without inviting me. It's kind of like people who add me to Facebook groups.
Stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So that is annoying.
Yeah.
And if it happens every once in a while, it's not the end of the world, but if it's like every day, then you've got other things to do besides click, you know, right-click and then leave. I mean, that does cost some level of time.
So it's just courtesy to me.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Chris.
But, Chris, you would do so well with internet cancer. You would be a good ad. But anyways, gentlemen.
All right.
Good evening.
Hey,
thanks
for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I don't know. I mean, if there was like, we talk about all kinds of things that are internet cancer. Okay, so does that mean there's a bunch of memes? I don't know. Maybe I'm missing out on something here, Chris, but I just don't feel like I am. You know?
That's very well put.
I mean, were there... What? Remember the term party line from way, way back in the past where people could pick up a phone and there'd be like 50 people on
You're talking to Father Time here. Yeah. I'm like generations beyond
See, party lines were before. They were before my time.
I remember when party lines first came about.
And yes. What was that? What is that like? Is that what we're talking about here? Like the new...
Yeah, or consider getting on a conference call. The least effective conference call is one that has, I think, more than three people maybe.
Because everybody's not muting their microphone and then there's, you know, everybody... Whoever's in charge is trying to figure out who is not muting their microphone. Like, oh, somebody's outside. There's a jackhammer behind them, and you don't know who it is. And, of course, the more participants there are, you can't narrow it down. I mean, I've been on these conference calls that you're talking about here, and they're annoying.
Yeah, it would drive me nuts. So I don't know. I don't have a lot of... Now I have this morbid curiosity to go on to see just how bad it could possibly be. But, again, please don't add me. Fortunately, no one has my
Skype. I don't know your name. You're not putting it out on the radio. So, hey, toll-free number if you want to join us here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. In fact, speaking of Ricky, he happens to be on the line. Ricky from the Commonwealth. Maybe you can clarify this, because apparently, Ricky, you hang out on these calls. That was where Oopsie Daisy actually ended up finding our show earlier this week, was because she's been talking with you online in these group chats. What is all this about, Ricky?
Well, I can clear it up for you. See, it kind of came like this. Now, Brother Stefan's having his problems. Now, he just added me in one of these groups, and I think he dropped me in there because he got owned. Now, one of the things he did, because he got his little pop gun, and he got a Remedy, you know, youth model, and I mean, here you go. My 45 sounds a whole lot badass. You know, and that's fine. But see, here's the thing. He's not good at trolling. Now, I gained the respect of the trolls. See, now, let's talk to Oopsie Daisy. Let's talk about her. Now, she's going by that, but that's not what her name, and that's what she go by.
Uh-huh.
What's happening? See, she lied to you, Brother Chris.
Yes.
Yeah?
She lied to you, and she tried to trash Ricky from the Commonwealth. See, I didn't bring up nothing. I just came in as myself, and I, you know, I am Ricky from the Commonwealth. She said I tried to save it. See, she lied to like a million people.
So now we've got three parties from an internet chat room who are all making different claims about one another on the national airwaves. They're airing out their internet dirty laundry on
Discord.
National radio.
Yeah, great. 175 stations. Beautiful.
This is mixed media, right? This is the new media here where we're on, you know, like you said, 175 stations. We've got a Twitch audience now, and Ricky is having it out with people from a chat room on the international airwaves. Thank you for the call, Ricky. We'll talk to you again, I'm sure.
And it's news, at least here.
There's more coming up here in moments, right? Because Stefan did a rage quit from the Discord last night. It was a very big deal.
It's a soap opera.
Last evening. So apparently some people are taking this internet stuff way too seriously. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with the precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Show is marking. That I think is very interesting. It's called Shopin', and I've got with me Jeremy Harkness, who is the chief blockchain officer.
That's right.
And Doran Wesley, the chief marketing officer.
Nice to meet you.
Yep, and between the two of you, I should be able to get this whole project and understand everything, right?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Give me the elevator pitch for Shopin'.
Mark, thank you for having us on your show. Shopin' is a decentralized Amazon. Our vision is based on two critical elements. One is a shopper bill of rights. We believe very strongly that user data, your purchase history, your profile, your preferences, your wishes, should all reside with you, only you, and you get to say when somebody gets access to it briefly or not. The same thing goes for the other side, the retailer. We believe that the retailer is under tremendous duress, both the physical retailers and e-commerce retailers. There is a trend, as you may have seen, that Amazon is becoming ever so big. They're 30% of all e-commerce worldwide. They bought Whole Foods. They're on track to buy Target, rumors say. They have significant holdings in various brands they bought, for example, American Apparel, to use it as a front for brands to sell to consumers. They do a very good job in understanding their consumers. They listen to what you do at home with Alexa. They've got your movies. They've got your television shows that you love with, obviously, Amazon Fire and Kindle. They have, and Prime. They have an understanding of various purchases you're making for you and your family, because typically you make purchases across the board for them. And they have it for about 19 years. So they really understand who you are versus a regular retailer that may see you a couple of times a year and may see you only for one specific product. For example, you may go to Nike just for shoes and they don't know that you may like orange shirts because they only know your shoe size. And so the idea is that we want to bring the retailer back in touch with their customer directly so that they can sell them effectively, make a higher margin, less returns, higher, happy, you know, happier customers because they're getting what they're seeing or they're getting what they want and what they really desire. And we want to make sure that the users, we as the users, don't feel that our data is being traded without our knowledge, and that we get rewarded for the time that we give a retailer to communicate with us.
Jeremy, how do you limit the use of a retailer? Once I get my information, suddenly I can take it back. Where does this happen in the world?
So the retailer onboards their users with our system, and in doing so, they allow the user to pull that data back into a database, essentially, which is on a blockchain. And in, from that point onward, they own that data, and it's under their control. So in the event where they move to another retailer to do some shopping on another online store, the artificial intelligence which we employ will read their data and their shopping history and inform the new retailer what they're most likely to buy within their existing stock or whatever's in their holdings.
So inventory?
Inventory, yeah. Sorry. I said that word 10 times today already. I couldn't think of it for some reason. But essentially, they don't get direct access to your data. They only get it by proxy through the AI. So the AI is permissioned by you during this interaction, and it then informs the retailer of what it should be showing you.
So the user can limit it. I mean, is this the default that the user limits the sharing of information
Correct.
For a short time and then takes it back, or can they just say, you know, I like this retailer and give the information long term?
No, by default, there's essentially only during that interaction with that retailer does our AI have access to that information. Okay. After that fact, and by the way, we don't. It's like looking at the information to make your decisions, and then when you're not there, you can't see it. So the retailer never sees the information. Our AI cannot see the information if you're not interacting with the system either. So you as an individual own the rights to that information at all times.
Doran, it looks like you've got the dynamic duo of marketing buzzwords right now, which is blockchain and AI going on in shopping.
Yes. You're very fortunate with that.
So, how are you? How are these two things working together to make this a more viable project? And when can we expect this to sort of occur?
So we're trying to put meaning behind those words, right? We're not trying to just create a token for the sake of a token. We're trying to actually create an economy on top of it. I think that the interesting part is that a lot of retailers that trade around the world are going to be faced with GDPR laws, which is a privacy law that's coming online in Europe, and they need to find a solution that's going to work for them. And the blockchain is a solution that allows us to create identities that people hold and they manage, and therefore the retailer can benefit actually from getting with our program and being on top of this technology, because by definition, if a user owns the data and they're the only ones that can give permission or deny permission for access to this information, by definition they're compliant with GDPR laws. The other part about it, which is really interesting, is when we talk
what
about...
What are these laws? You gave an acronym there that I'm not
GDPR
familiar.
GDPR is General Data Protection Rules or
so
Regulations. And it's
worldwide or where?
It's going to come live in May of this year in Europe.
Okay.
And what it means is that you as a consumer, European consumer, a European citizen, is the only owner of your data, which means that... Let's say that you don't want Facebook to have your data. You can tell Facebook, give me back my data. And Facebook has to comply with it within a couple of days.
Yes.
It also means that for U.S. retailers, they can no longer host European citizens on American servers. They actually have to be in Europe on European soil in order to comply with the law and make sure that when a European citizen is asking to revoke access to their data or restrict access to their data, that they comply with it.
Once something's implemented, we have the crowd's letting out here, so if anybody hears it, this is a convention.
People.
It's
yep.
real. It's authentic, right? Once something gets implemented on the level of the European Union,
yes.
For instance, I believe the European Union is responsible for the USB plug. Like they said, we're going to have so these cell phone companies can stop doing this whole,
GSM.
Yeah, TSM. What's that term?
GSM.
GSM.
Yeah, that was the the standard for European cell phone service, and they did it also with many other items. Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, they brought continuity to it, the project, and you know, it's nice to be able to take somebody else's charger and plug it into your cell phone now, and it charges. And you know, I'd love it if we could get this the wall plugs worldwide looking the same too. That would be awesome. But my expectation is that once you have this rule that you mentioned here, I couldn't tell you there was a G involved.
GDPR.
GDPR. Once that rule is implemented in the mid 2018, this year, then my expectation would be that you would see that go global, simply because to comply in Europe, they have to comply. You know, since they have to comply in Europe, they might as well comply everywhere.
Typically, I think that you're absolutely right. The European Union has been a leader in many standards that other countries then follow because they want to do business, obviously, with the European Union. It's the largest bloc of consumers, next to, obviously, China. And so I think you're right. I think that there is, and we know already that in the U.S. there is a legislation that's making its way through a variety of chambers that is going to address some of it in the United States as well. It's an easy, by the way, legislation. This is a mom-and-pop legislation. It's not blue. It's not red. You know, you can easily say it's a bipartisan deal.
Oh, everybody wants it, but I don't know how implementable it is for most
companies.
And
remember, there's one important part that people forget, and while blockchain is a buzzword and decentralization is a buzzword, the reason that people like Jeremy are so interesting is it's not just the belief that they want people to own their own data. When you have data in a cloud environment, you have a honeypot. It's a honeypot effect, meaning that the barrier of entry to hack a database makes it much more lucrative, because once you hack it, it may take you 2 months, but once you hack it, you have access to 500,000, 1 million, 150 million consumers simultaneously.
Yeah, this is the argument against giving the governments biometric data for IDs, is because, well, they're going to lose it. They lose it all the time.
I would highly recommend you asking Jeremy about that, because he actually is working on an amazing solution. But the point I was trying to make specifically for you is that because of blockchain, everybody will have their individual data, and so for a hacker to hack, it would literally mean that they would have to go to each individual person and hack them, which makes it less interesting for them.
So, Jeremy, what is the solution?
Okay, so essentially, if you look at the world today, most people's data is owned by corporates and companies around the world. They essentially use this data to monetize you in various ways. I see things as slightly differently. Now that we have the technology using blockchain to give the ownership of your data, whether it's your doctor's records, whether it's your interactions with your lawyer or your accountant, or your credentials from universities, or the people you've worked for, should all belong in a database that you hold the keys to and you share when you want to, not under anyone else's condition. And they can't resell it, so you at all times have control of it.
To hear the rest of this great interview, just go to archives.freetalklive.com and get the MP3. Look for today's date, download it, or just listen on the website, archives.freetalklive.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.